And at 7:05, we have dense fog, 11 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for dense fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today, a high of 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The National Weather Service has expanded a significant weather advisory for dense fog to include the entire KJAN listening area. Patchy dense fog has developed this morning in western Iowa. Visibilities may fall briefly to 1/4 mile or less. Because temperatures are below freezing, the areas of fog also may deposit frost or light icing on surfaces such as untreated roads, bridges, and walkways. Those who are driving this morning should be prepared for rapid changes in visibility over short distances as well as slippery spots on roads. Conditions should improve by around 8 to 10 a.m. Police in Council Bluffs attempted to make a traffic stop early this morning at around 1:30 and ended up witnessing an accident and searching for a suspect. They're looking for a person in the vehicle who was allegedly responsible for the collision. Authorities say police tried to conduct a traffic stop at the 1200 block of 5th Avenue on a 2007 Chevy Monte Carlo with an expired registration. As the officer went to stop the vehicle, it made an abrupt turn northbound onto South 12th Street. The car left the roadway and struck the railroad tracks belonging to the Union Pacific Railroad. When the vehicle became disabled on the tracks, a male front seat passenger fled on foot from the scene. Officers conducted a high-risk stop on the vehicle. The parties from the vehicle were detained for further investigation and later released. The party who ran from the vehicle had reportedly grabbed the steering wheel, causing the vehicle to crash. As of the latest report, he'd not been located. The vehicle had to be towed from the scene. Union Pacific Railroad was contacted and representatives came to the scene to check the tracks for damage, but it does not appear that the tracks sustained any damage. Anyone with information in reference to this case is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP. A woman from Pottawatomie County was the driver of a vehicle involved in a three-vehicle accident Sunday evening in north central Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol says 20-year-old Carly Jo Fenn of Carson was driving a 2004 Pontiac Grand Am that slipped onto the shoulder while traveling east on Highway 20 in Hardin County. Fenn overcorrected, which sent the car into the median and onto the westbound lane. In that lane, the car struck a 2016 Toyota Highlander SUV and a 2015 Ford pickup. The accident happened at around 4:35 p.m. The driver of the SUV, 52-year-old David Peaton of Johnston, was injured in the crash and transported by ambulance to a hospital in Iowa Falls. Neither Fenn nor the driver of the pickup, 22-year-old Jordan Ingram of Olwine, were injured. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Hardin County Sheriff's Office and E-Squad, Ackley Fire and Ambulance, and Steamboat Fire and Ambulance. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer reported over the weekend that two people were arrested this past week on theft charges. On Tuesday, 62-year-old Ronald Allen Seidelman of Ottoman was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Seidelman was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. On Thursday, Ottoman police arrested 37-year-old Angel Marie Sipker of Ottoman. She was charged with felony theft in the second degree, fraud, and ongoing criminal conduct. The state lottery assisted in the investigation. Sipker appeared before a magistrate and was released on a promise to appear in court. A Corning man was arrested after a fence was damaged by a vehicle at the Klein Museum in Prescott early Saturday morning. A complaint was delivered to the Adams County Sheriff's Office about the fence being damaged at around 12:30 p.m., and deputies found a damaged flower pot and a broken fence at the scene. City council members found a piece of broken taillight inside the fenced area. A community member had seen someone driving a truck around Prescott at the time of the incident. Deputies located the truck and its driver, 29-year-old Trenton Matthew Jenkins of Corning, and the truck had a left side taillight broken out. Jenkins admitted to deputies that he'd run into the fence. He was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and was held on the jail over the weekend on $300 bond. A Stanton man was cited after he drove into a legally parked car in Red Oak on Saturday. At around 12:15 p.m., an officer of the Red Oak Police on a regular patrol came upon the accident at the intersection of East Coolbaugh and 4th Street in Red Oak. It was determined that a 2002 Ford F-150 driven by 73-year-old Sherwood Earl Bradway of Stanton was driving north on 4th Street and had drifted out of his lane and struck a legally parked 2010 Chevy Impala. Bradway admitted he was not paying attention when the accident occurred. He also was not wearing his glasses as his restricted license required, and he was cited for that violation. An estimated $2,000 damage was sustained by the Ford and $3,000 damage to the Chevy. and the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to hold another special session dealing with budget requests. That meeting is set to take place at 9 a.m. today in their courthouse boardroom. Department heads scheduled to present their budget requests for fiscal year 2019 include the VA director, who will also present an opioid engagement agreement, Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, RC&D officials, County Engineer Nick Kaufman, County Recorder Janelle Schneider, and County Auditor Mindy Schaefer. In the funeral announcements, Eugene Jackie Larson, age 85, of Kirkman, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Eugene Larson will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Merle Betcher, age 80, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Merle Betcher will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Todd Fief, age 56, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Todd Fief will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Louise Shimorowski, of age 85, of Erling, died Friday at the Crawford County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shimorowski will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Clifford Putney, age 79, of Redfield, died Saturday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Clifford Putney will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Johnston Family Funeral Home in Stewart. James Jim H. Thomas, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Jim Thomas will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Vicki Borst, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of the Redfield area, died January 4th at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Celebration of life services for Vicki Borst will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Sharon Shawl, age 75, of Anita, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Sharon Shawl will be held this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Kay Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Mary Griffin will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dolores Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died January 3rd in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Dolores Carnes Robertson will be held April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Nancy Wanninger, age 63, of Audubon, died Friday at Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Nancy Wanninger will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Margaret Marilyn Hansen, age 78, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Margaret Hansen will be held at a later date. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Doris Lewis, age 94, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Lewis are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Nancy Louise Byerline, age 83, of Ankeny and formerly of the Adair and Des Moines areas, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Services for Nancy Byerline are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.